This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, Rob, where's that Leah tape?
Leah Remini.
We got about four that are located in these machines here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here's one.
All right, here she comes now. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the King of Queens, making her the Queen of Queens.
I love that.
Here's Leah Remini.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
What's
that? My first guest just made me laugh my butt off the last time she was on. That's what happened to it. I had to have her back. She stars in the hit CBS show King of Queens. Please welcome Leah Remini.
Leah Remini.
Here she is with Craig Kilborn, I believe, saying hello to us on TV.
Okay.
Leah Remini is right over here.
Or she doesn't say hello.
It's a lot of intros.
Here
Leah.
It is, though.
We're back and stop. Balls of fire for Leah Remini, everybody.
That's what I want to be called.
Balls of fire?
A ball of fire.
Ball of fire. Well, here are the rules.
Not balls of fire.
I understand you're playing for somebody today. A couple DJs. Who are you playing for?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Our friends,
out in DC.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
That bitch!
That was back in the good old days.
That's all it took to make us happy.
It still does.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
Who he?
Exactly.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
How come Leah Remini can't treat us like our other celebrity friends?
Yeah. I don't understand why she can't.
Like this email. Actually, I got a funny email from Frank Caliendo. Really?
Oh, good.
He is such white toast. He wrote, Dear Don, F star 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 you. Wow. Love, Frank. We called him a whore yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
So that's an email from him. Here's one from Howard Bernstein. Don, heard you guys like the fact that the lick me Mike caption was left on the photo on my blog. Uh-huh. My wife wanted me to crop it out, but I said no.
Hey, no.
People need to know the truth, just like the X-Files.
Absolutely, HB.
Howard Bernstein, meteorologist.
That's right.
Read my blog.
His blog. And, of course, the lick me sign is over Paul Schofield's picture. Hello, Jolly.
Well, what have we here?
There we are, Jolly. It's a big piece of chocolate cake between my legs.
Hey, guys. Thank God you're back in Albuquerque first. Really missed you before.
Dad, that's what we said.
Yep. Dad, I want to eat the cake.
Well, man, from what I've been reading, you're exactly right about Scientology being a pyramid scheme. I've seen accounts stating that you can easily spend $40,000 completing the necessary training to move from one OT level to another. And someone who'd achieved operating Thetan level 8 had spent $360,000 getting
it. Here's a question. Wow. If you seem to know something about it.
But it's probably worth it because Leah's mom, an OT7, which is what Tom Cruise is supposed to be, now has the power to communicate with plants and trees telepathically.
<That's true. laughs> Okay, that's all you get though. You get these little hits of this.
So let's say that you're not a Hollywood star. You're a businessman, whatever, and you've got $300,000. If you lay it in the Scientology Amway thing, are you doing it with the hopes that maybe at the top of the pyramid you'll get to meet Tom Cruise? Or a celebrity? Does it work out like that at all? Do you know?
What are they selling? That's what I want to know. What are they selling? What is the purpose of it? What is the end game?
I think you get to be part of something. You obviously have something big missing in your life. It's like any other religion. You know?
All right. I understand that. You're saying it's like any other religion. You're searching for spiritual consciousness.
A couple weeks ago when they had that Tom Cruise video up and he was doing the salutes and stuff, that really weird video, I saw another piece of it. whereas like a documentary on the church, they have saved L. Ron. L. Ron Hubbard has been dead for years.
Lafayette Ron Hubbard.
Thank you, Donnie. Well, as you know, actually, I'm stupid. So they've saved his office.
Hey, you're giving us the unfiltered version of that. Yesterday you said that Robert just said you're not smart.
Oh, that's what I should have said. Well, yes. What can I do to keep it straight?
It's funnier, in my opinion, when you say, actually, I'm not smart.
Uh-huh. Well, I am not.
Is that what your kid said?
He said, actually,
you're not smart.
I believe the actual quote is, you're not even smart.
You're not even smart. See, that's perfect. You got to get that right.
But they've preserved his office for him down to his ashtray. And that's the example they cited. So they're ready for when he comes back. Now, I've heard that this really does involve space travel.
Right.
Because he's a science fiction writer. That's his only.
Yeah, right, right.
His only thing. So,
and he created all of this.
But is the caller there?
No, the guy hung up.
I think it has to do with coming back and leaving on a spaceship.
Really?
That would be my guess.
I think it's like if you make a huge donation, for instance, right now, if you laid $300,000 on Barack Obama's campaign,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they'd say, guess what? We're going to fly you to wherever he is. You want a photo op with Barack?
You get it.
No problem.
Right.
If you give $300,000 to Scientology, they'd say, did you like that movie Wild Hogs? And, of course, who didn't? And you would say, yes. And then they'd say, how would you like the chance to see John Travolta fly his airplane?
Right. Right.
Great.
Well, I think they might use that to get people, you know, off the street into the initial sessions. But I'm also getting, the way I perceive it, and watching that Tom Cruise video, it occurs to me that what they're pitching really is the ability to have greater consciousness than any other human beings.
Right.
And I think that's what they're selling with this religion. Because Tom Cruise at one point said, when I drive by an accident, I realize that I'm the only one that can help. Because of his Scientology. And he was talking about Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
What they preach, and I think what they sell to people, is you go to these through these levels. You spend this money, and you will have greater control and greater consciousness than anybody else in the world. And I think that's what they're selling.
Do you think you want Leah Remini to be your spokesperson for that?
I wouldn't think so, but I don't think they even process it that way. I think once you get so deep into it, you know, obviously Leah's mother is a huge player in this Church of Scientology, and it's, look at the, I was reading the glossary. There's nothing that makes sense in there.
Right.
It's astonishing. It's just, you know what? And it's also astonishingly complex. And when you want to brainwash people, you make things
confuse them.
Confusing.
Dazzle them.
That's one of the secrets to brainwashing.
But again, we
got to
get to what is the thing, though? You hit upon it. You pay your money. Okay, if it's not that you go to a
money is a part of it.
If you go to the cocktail party, you meet a celebrity. Maybe that's part of it. But there's got to be more than that. What special pill do you get to put in your drink? What bit of enlightenment do you get? Because I want to tell you something. If you are selling conceptually a life beyond the life that we have on Earth in our bodies now,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee the last person I'm going to buy that from is Leah Remini.
Well, I
wouldn't buy dog food from that bitch.
Are you, when you say pyramid scheme, I think when you're talking about it,
and I, of course, said with love.
Of course.
That bitch!
When you say pyramid scheme, I think you're assuming that there is some evil money-making plot involved here, I don't think there is.
How about this?
I think the desire for Scientology is to spread Scientology.
Right.
All of your money is going towards the big ship. The big ship that we're building in the desert in Nevada.
Wouldn't you figure that these levels that they have, once you, the closer you get to the supreme level of whatever this religion is, wouldn't you think that it would get even more and more whacked out? It sounds to me like the higher you get, the deeper you get into this thing, the more crap they can throw at you.
Like, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You know,
this is very, I find it so fascinating.
Watch
for
an episode of South Park, because although I don't recall all the details, the clearest explanation of how Scientology came to be and the basics of Scientology are explained in an episode of South Park. It's amazing, and they are on
the money.
Is that
little kid?
It's on, yeah, it's them.
I have to listen to him, I can't watch South Park.
It's actually on the money.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Hello, there we go.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, guys, my uncle's a Scientologist. The, your kid, Mike keeps asking, how do they make the money? They have something called audits, where there's something wrong with you, and you go in and you pay for these audits, where you go in and you empty your soul to them.
So are audits another word for counseling?
Yeah, except it's like $3,000 instead of $300.
So there'll be an auditor, a guy that's trained by the Church of Scientology as an auditor to work with you.
Right, and I think that you were saying like Travolta and all those guys, they don't have to give a dime. They're used to bring in saps, like my poor uncle, because there's only so much money in celebrities. But if you've got a 265 million people saps in this country that they can
bring
in. All
right, hold on. Here's the question. For your uncle, who obviously is not a celebrity, what did he get out of the money that he threw into it? I mean, what did he get back?
We don't have very much contact with him because he's so deep into it. Either he's in it or he works for them. I think he recruits.
Do you get the impression that there's the Jim Baker in all of this, that there's the big guy pocketing a lot of money, or are they just collecting this money to expand the realm of Scientology?
Or is another great Jim Jones?
Jim Jones, yeah.
I think there's two levels of it. I think there's the bug-eyed Tom Cruise who really believes all this BS. And I think there's a group of people at the top who know it's all BS and are collecting the money, and God knows where they're keeping it.
Okay.
All right. They're not putting it into Vivian's, I'll tell you that.
You've got bad breath, fellas.
There it is.
Bad breath.
Do they have, like, a big Scientology facility that would have been expensive to build?
Yeah, well, they got the huge center out in L.A.
Because then...
That's this massive... Haven't you seen that?
I thought I did, and I was just double-checking that I was thinking right. You said that it's not an evil scheme to make money. It's to make Scientology go, but... Why make Scientology go except for to make money?
Well, that guy said something that made sense to me when he talked about another level. You've got another, perhaps, of people that are, collecting all this money, and then you got the Tom Cruise,
or maybe,
who's a true believer, and, they're using
talking
him.
To plants.
Maybe it's like that Carney guy that they don't like me talking about on the air because he buys airtime with us, but the Carney guy that does the show where you've got the lights and the video and video movies of Jesus, like TV movies of Jesus. And you always hear about that guy passing the hat, and every day they're breaking ground on his new $30 million complex that's going to hold 12,000 people who don't want to go to a regular church, go to an Up With People show.
Even with that, if it's for the church, it's okay, because he's getting this money to spread his message, and he thinks he's a true believer. And that's the question you have to ask about Scientology. Are these people true believers? Yeah. Or if you got through, all these other levels, is there some guy that's sitting up in the big glass house going,
Because I personally think the one guy that I've talked about is a carny, the guy that I went to see, the guy that's got the show with the lights and everything. But you're right. He's working under the big globe of somehow God's involved in that somehow.
Yeah.
And Scientology... You don't even mention God. You don't mention
and
Jesus.
And you don't know whether they are, whether it is some kind of scam. You know what? You don't know that about any church. Right. You don't know that about any religion. You really don't.
I know it about a couple.
No, you don't realize that. In fact, in all religions, no matter what it is, you have evil human beings that get involved in these religions.
Now you're working your way to my side, because the next thing is, no matter what robe they're wearing or what hat they're wearing, flesh and bone,
good and bad, evil and good. I mean, you've got different people. The thing about this, and this the other thing I want to say about Tom Cruise, when somebody knows, is in a club or knows something, and you're having a conversation with them and you're not familiar with what he's talking about, I detected a tremendous amount of pleasure coming out of Tom Cruise knowing all this lingo, this little secret society, the secret was part of the thing that drives this engine as well. That he's so in the know and you're not. It was that kind of attitude, and I think that gets these people.
And I don't know why I have the animosity towards these celebrities, where I don't for a guy like, because I could talk for a whole day about that Tool Joel Osteen. Mm-hmm. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, on Channel 5.
He's another one of these guys. I'm not in it for a dime. I don't make a dime, as he gets into his Bentley.
This is my Bible.
Yeah, but the thing is, for whatever reason, I cut him a slight slack burger because God's name is involved somehow.
Well, Jim and Tammy Baker, built their churchgoers out of thousands of dollars, but they built some decent places for him to worship. It's hard to trust somebody who says they speak. For God, I've always had trouble with
Jim
them.
And Tammy had a hell of a water ride. If you remember,
they did the theme park. Was it Heritage Village or something
that's
like that?
Heritage USA, wasn't it?
Heritage USA.
That's the Vish memory on
Heritage USA.
Water.
And I think their scheme was the Wall of Faith?
No, no. Their scheme was that you would send them $30,000, and whenever you wanted, two, three times a year, you could go to Heritage USA. You could stay in one of these beautiful condos.
Right.
And everything was paid for your whole life. The problem is they sold, like, I don't know, 20,000 rooms when actually they only had 20 rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, so exactly.
People started showing up and saying, hey, we're here for our fabulous vacation.
Do you remember when we went down to Tulsa and went to the City of Faith Hospital at Oral Roberts University and it was empty?
Do I?
He's collecting money for the City of Faith Hospital, and this is an empty building. I mean, you know, question all of this.
Yeah. I question everything, but the thing about the Scientology that I think separates it from other religions is that you can look at a lot of religions. They all have stuff they share in common, but it seems to me from what we've heard, Scientology is set up like the Boy Scouts, mm-hmm. and you get merit badges and you advance
a hierarchy.
Yeah, and it, that seems to be like business or the army, and maybe it
but
works.
But really,
in those
look
settings.
At all religions, though. Isn't that? I mean, I know Scientology takes it to an extreme, but isn't there a hierarchy in all religions? Even if it's not, you know, saying levels and merit badges, you got the people that are there, the people that are more involved, the people that are, you know, running the show.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
it's
I
all
said,
levels.
They're all just working on the thought. We're working on the thought that they've got some type of an okay from God.
Right.
You know,
exactly. I mean, I remember when the last time I was in a church service, which was Midnight Mass when I went there, and I remember looking at the there's a way people that are involved in the choir, the people mm-hmm. that do the readings, the people that do the collections, there's a pecking order, you know, and you can say they give off the vibe. It's not official like Scientology, but I'm saying that's human beings. There's always going to be that type of thing. They play on that. It's just
but it really is almost like a military way that the Scientologists seem to have.
Well, you could argue
out.
The same thing though about a church that you've got the main guy, the rector, your priest. He's the number one. That he's got his number two in charge if anything happens. And then you've got the people that raise money for the church
that are more involved. You know. They get to, and you know what? The people that are more involved get to decide what land the new church goes on. You know, it's all a pecking order. That's the way
it
works.
Friend, I used to be knee deep in that crap. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Where it was like at the church that I went to with that the priest that just pissed me off so bad.
Uh-huh. I remember that
Reverend. They would actually do stuff like that, a parking spot right out front. And they just make no bones about it.
Right.
Okay, who wants it the most?
Money, and you bid on it, right?
The money is going to the church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and they would always look at me, and I would always be the guy who could do $1,000. I put my hand up. You know, guy go, well, sure, God wants me to have this parking spot so I only have to walk five steps to church.
That's right.
And it was weird because I would have made the donation probably anyway, if they would have asked me, but it's a whole thing where you're at a party with people and they're standing up, they're going, "Bravo, bravo!" One step away from the door,
hooray.
Bravo! You know,
that's a hierarchy.
Yeah, you're telling me about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Sure. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. And you know what? I think all situations like that you have to look at with a little bit of skepticism. Mm-hmm. You just keep your eye on it.
But for some reason, we feel that all these things are sanctioned by God. Except the Scientologists.
Yeah, the Scientologists. I guess they don't have God as part of their faith. The message that I've gotten over the years about Scientology, though, with the John Travoltas and the Tom Cruises, is that if you involve yourself in this religion, you're going to be successful. And I believe that's the message they want all of us heathens out here to get.
Pyramid
and that's
scheme.
What's drawing us in.
Pyramid scheme, pyramid scheme, pyramid scheme.
The money is certainly a lot more significant than other churches.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. But it absolutely fascinates me because there are significant numbers of these people that are involved in Scientology.
More and more.
And, you know, when Rob says spaceship, I'd really love to know. You know what? And I'm sure you can find out if you read a little bit more about it.
And, again, I'm a dumb guy, but I just want to say, if you are selling consciousness, mm-hmm. inner consciousness,
yeah.
you really don't want Carrie Heffernan doing that for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're looking at it from a marketing standpoint, and I completely agree with you.
Give me Joanne Woodward, okay?
yeah. And you know what? I don't think Joanne Woodward would be involved.
And I took Shirley MacLaine out of it because she's a nut. But, you know, Diane Keaton, give me a woman that at least got a couple of miles on her. Mm-hmm. A woman who I don't think is just doing this like Leah is because she's probably put so much money into it, she wants to get back on top. How much you want to bet she's sitting at home looking at her Scientology cards with her Scientology voodoo dolls going, I sent out the email. How come I'm only on webisodes? I know there's a writer's strike, but I've got to get back on television.
It's very, very strange. It really is very strange.
She's on internet TV, right?
She's on internet TV. Obviously, her career is stalled, and I think, as you said, she's gotten more into Scientology as the career has gone down the crapper.
Anyway, got a break. Got anything?
This is the South Park explanation of Scientology.
Okay, good. I bet this is good, Buzz.
It is good.
Here we go.
Are you ready to hear the truth?
Perfect.
I guess.
You see, Stan, there is a reason for people feeling sad and depressed. An alien reason. It all began 75 million years ago. Back then, there was a galactic federation of planets, which was ruled over by the evil Lord Xenu. Xenu thought his galaxy was overpopulated, and so he rounded up countless aliens from all different planets, and then had those aliens frozen. The frozen alien bodies were loaded onto Xenu's galactic cruisers, which looked like DC-8s, except with rocket engines. The cruisers then took the frozen alien bodies to our planet, Earth, and dumped them into the volcanoes of Hawaii. The aliens were no longer frozen. They were dead. The souls of those aliens, however, lived on and all floated up towards the sky. But the evil Lord Xenu had prepared for this. Xenu didn't want their souls to return, and so he built giant soul catchers in the sky. The souls were taken to a huge soul brainwashing facility, which Xenu had also built on Earth. There, the souls were forced to watch days of brainwashing material, which tricked them into believing a false reality. Xenu then released the alien souls, which roamed the Earth aimlessly in a fog of confusion.
You know, I'm sorry, maybe this is wasted on me. I'm doodling.
Ah.
Maybe this is humor that is simply over my head, but I'm...
I'm actually listening to it to see if there are similarities to Scientology.
Just drawing little pictures of Batman.
Understood.
How much of this is based in what comes out of the Scientology?
As I understand it, this is actually not even meant to be funny. This is a description of what the religion is about.
That they did a good job of that.
Uh-huh. At the dawn of man, the souls finally found bodies which they could grab onto.
Just about
they attached themselves to all mankind, which still to this day causes all our fears, our confusions, and our problems.
Well,
that's okay. It?
That's most of it, yeah.
Wow.
What, Joe?
I think it's Joe. I couldn't hear Buzz, but on the cartoon it says this is what Scientologists actually believe.
Right.
So this is exactly the story, and you can get the story on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the story.
How about I tune in Saturday night at 9?
Right on.
Hear about it then.
Yeah.
Hear about it then.
The Joe Graham.
I can give two craps. Seriously.
Wow. Right.
Okay.
75 million years ago.
So they did
DC-8s with rocket engines.
Mm-hmm. They did something on South Park that they knew wasn't funny, right?
Well, you're right, because in the course of doing this episode about Tom Cruise in the closet, they included the scene about the history of Scientology.
I gotcha. I'm dumb, Buzz. I like things dumbed down.
Uh-huh.
I was just drawing pictures.
Yeah, sorry. You're like me. I'd like, I'm the same way. I don't want the whole stereo explanation. I don't want to put the whole stereo cabinet together. Right. I'd like somebody to explain in a half a paragraph exactly what Scientologists
believe.
I like
Fire Dog, please. Mm-hmm. By the way, or Geek Squad.
Get Geek Squad out just there. Get Scientology Squad out.
Just come out. I'll pay the money. Just hook up the modem and tell me what Scientology is. Mm-hmm. Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.